Let's sit together. Focus on your body. Feel yourself sitting in the chair. The pressure of your body, the heaviness, the weight. Let that be an anchor. So you anchor yourself into the present moment. From that place of stability, bring your attention to your breath. Take a few deep breaths and then allow yourself to settle into a normal rhythm. The breath just finding its natural way, a natural resting, riding the wave of the air entering and leaving again. You can feel that at the tip of your nostrils or in your belly. Just feel it. Stay with the feeling sensation and empty your mind of analytical thoughts or opinions or judgments or worries or memories. Just brush those aside. Sometimes just by focusing on the feeling with all our attention, those thoughts naturally disengage. We don't give them any place to land. So they just dry up. To help that drought of thought, to help it dry up, keep coming back to the breath. Stay with the breath. Be very loyal to your breath. Not to let your attention glide off. Just like when you ski on the snow, you got to keep your feet on the skis and your skis on the track. So keep your mind on the breath and keep focusing your attention there over and over again. Stay with the breath fully. And the breath knows exactly where to rest. As long as we're not manipulating it or make it conform to an idea of any kind. Remembering to keep attention purely on the breath. From the moment the breath comes into view, from the first little rising of the breath, feel it and be aware of it as it endures and as it falls away again. It goes from an in-breath to an out-breath. And we never miss any part of that process. You may hear sounds or feel sensations other than the breath, like an itch or restlessness, pain anywhere in the body. You can hear and smell, feel, or see things other than the breath. When those things predominate, bring your attention to those other sensations or sights or sounds. And when they fade away of their own accord, then very simply, tenderly, bring yourself back to the breath, landing your attention right in the breath, as if you're diving into it, fully aware of it. Notice any subtle commentary in the background, somewhere in the corner of your mind, a little voice, a little radio program going. Just reel your attention in from every corner into one solid beam of focus. Don't give any of it to whoever is in there voicing its opinion. Shut all those other programs down, just like on the computer. Close all the windows. Shut down and stay with the breath. The only window that we are concerned with is this breath of life rising and passing away again in front of us, in the eye of the mind, as if the mind were a computer screen, and that was all there was to see, was this phenomena of breath. And check the characteristics or the features of this breath. What does it feel like? Is it rough or smooth? Is it cool or warm? How does it feel? Is it deep or shallow? Does it have any light in it, like a glow, or just a dull sensation? Just barely aware of it? Or it's rising like a strong wave of breathing, like a force, a power. And be very present for that. Not changing it or resisting it. Not contracting around it. But just peacefully watching and feeling it. Knowing it intimately is a lifelong friend, this breathing process. And we scarcely have to think about it or wonder about it. It comes in and of itself. It's a gift. The gift of being here, of being. So we breathe with a sense of gratitude. What a gift. One breath and another breath. And see the purity of that focus and attention when there is no thing in the world that we desire. We give it all up just to sit for a moment and tend to the breath. It's a very pure moment. This is very healing, deeply healing, to be able to sit like this with the mind completely pure and aware of the present moment and another moment. String them together like pearls, a garland of pearls. It's our life. Allowing this attention to deepen. Perhaps we can notice the universal features of this breath. What might they be? It's constantly changing. It never stays. It just comes and goes. We can't grasp it. Even if it feels wonderful, we can't hold on to any point in that breath. And it's not personal. Just like our life that comes and goes. Nothing we can grasp. And where is this me in that vast oceanic breath? Staying with it and just observing intuitively by feeling the breath and knowing it. Not thinking, but just feeling it. We know it from the inside. From a place of wholeness, inner unity, we become the breath itself, not separate from it. And the breath seems to fill our whole consciousness until there is nothing else. Once the breath fills consciousness, we may experience deeper things. The breath may seem to suddenly vanish. You may see light or clear view of expanse. Just continue to observe whatever happens. Without thinking, without worrying, without reacting. Just be silent witness. Trust the space. Trust it. In a moment, we will return to ordinary consciousness. But remember how you got to the breath so that you can return to it on your own. Remember this.